This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Delta is driving further inland as strong winds continue to hammer the southwest Louisiana coast. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Delta's core was located in about 20 miles east, northeast of Lake Charles. That's the region's principal city. Maximum sustained winds dropped to 85 miles per hour, and forecasters say Delta was expected to weaken in coming hours to a tropical storm as it heads deeper into the south. The heavy rains remain a threat in parts of Louisiana through Saturday, raising the risk of river flooding. Forecast says more weakened flooding is possible in parts of the lower Mississippi Valley. A Trump administration official leading the response to the coronavirus pandemic says that the U.S. can expect delivery of a vaccine starting in January of 2021. That is despite statements from the president that inoculations could begin this month. Dr. Robert Kedlick said in an email Friday that the administration is accelerating production of a safe and effective vaccine to ensure delivering starting January of 2021. Kedlick is the Department of Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary of Preparedness in response. President Donald Trump said at a White House news briefing last month, "We think we can start sometime in October." President Trump is looking to get his campaign back on track. This is a week after he was sidelined with the coronavirus, which has killed more than 210,000 Americans. As questions linger about his health, he is expected to hold an event at the White House Saturday, what he called a big rally in Sanford, Florida, Monday. Mr. Trump Friday held what his campaign billed as a radio rally, as he dialed in to a different TV show, radio programs like Rush Limbaugh. This is VOA News. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says that governors from both major political parties have reached out to hear her to share stories of extremism in their states. Whitmer says that she was targeted by domestic terrorists in a kidnapping plot that was foiled by federal agents. Whitmer says extremism isn't unique to Michigan. Governor says Republicans and Democrats need to take on. Authorities announced Thursday that they had stopped a scheme to kidnap Whitmer. The government says it involved months of planning and even rehearsals to snatch her from her vacation home. With Russia's mediation, Armenia and Azerbaijan have agreed to a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh starting at noon Saturday, following 2 weeks of heavy fighting that marked the worst outbreak of hostilities in the separatist region in a quarter century. Country's foreign ministers say in a statement that the truce is intended to exchange prisoners and recover the dead, adding that specific details will be agreed on later. The announcement follows 10 hours of talks in Moscow, sponsored by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The World Food Program had won the Nobel Peace Prize on Friday for fighting hunger and seeking to end its use as a weapon of war and conflict at a time when the coronavirus pandemic has driven millions more people to the brink of starvation. Announcing the prize, the Norwegian Nobel Committee said it wished to turn the eyes of the world toward the millions of people who suffer from or face the threat of hunger. The committee also said it hoped that bestowing the prize on the UN agency would highlight the need to strengthen global solidarity as well as cooperation in an era of go-it-alone nationalism. Twitter is now imposing tough new rules that restrict candidates from declaring premature victory and tighten its measures against spreading misinformation, calling for political violence and spreading thoughtless commentary in the days leading up to and following the November 3rd elections in the United States. The social media platform will remove tweets that encourage violence or call for people to interfere with election results. Tweets that falsely claim a candidate has won will be labeled to direct users to the official U.S. election results page on Twitter. Twitter also said that it will make it more difficult to retweet posts it has labeled to highlight the presence of misleading information, whether it's about COVID, civic integrity, or for including manipulated photos or videos. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.